The median rent for a Manhattan apartment in November hit $4,033, up from $3,964 in October. That according to a report from Douglas Elliman and Miller Samuel. And joining us live on Newsline, a real estate agent from Elliman, Keon Sanai. Thank you so much for being here. Keon, why is it going up?
Hi, thanks for having me. That's a great question. I think everything else that we see that's being reported on is just about recession is imminent, et cetera. And then the rental report comes out and you see that the rent has gone up again. And it's not a short answer, but to be as concise as possible, the landlords, these owners, for when the rental market got hot, filled all the buildings up at these high rents. So even if three or four people move out of a 100-unit building, they say, okay, I'll let it sit since I'm getting so much money on the rest of these apartments. I can afford to let it sit for a bit and not drop the price.
Is it also because demand is increasing that people are tending to continue to go back into the city to live after the pandemic?
Well, yes and no. That's definitely cooled off. But now what's happening is the whole summer we reported on the fact that rents keep surging because everything is sort of on a summer. There's a season for rentals. We're now off season, right? So almost everything is full, right? But when you look at when you take a deeper dive into the statistics, concessions on luxury apartments did increase, right? So concessions increased and lease signings, basically leases that were signed, plunged 39% from October, November. So if you look at the data, the rent is still high, but less people are renting.
I'm sorry, what do you mean by when concessions increase?
So the price in Manhattan, or I should say Brooklyn as well, it never really drops. So if there's a $5,000 apartment that's been sitting, they don't say, hey, we'll drop it to $4,500. They say, hey, how about we give you the last month free on a 12-month lease? So that will make it effectively, net effective, they call it, effectively $4,500. But when you go to renew the next year, you're renewing off of that higher number.
Okay.
So it's... Manhattan always wins, essentially, unfortunately.
Manhattan, that's a good slogan. So look into your crystal ball, Keon. What do you think will happen in the new year 2023? Will the rents in Manhattan and elsewhere in the five boroughs keep on going up, or might we see things level off?
I think that we're seeing, the most overlooked thing in the report, right? Because once again, the headline was that rents went up, but the number of leases signed went down almost 40%, right? Essentially, they did go down 40%. So it's hard to tell. If you're like, great, thanks for having me. We're so happy we had you on. You didn't give us an answer. It's hard to tell because landlords have everything on the summer cycle. So for example, like I said, if you have a 100-unit building and for the next 4 months, you have four or five of those units sitting, but then April, May, June rolls around and the market gets hot again, which it always does because it's new hires and graduates, you might just let those apartments sit for the next 4 or 5 months because the swings that we're seeing here, I'll give you a quick example. There's buildings that were renting pre-pandemic, one-bedroom doorman apartments in Midtown for $3,600. This summer, they were up to $5,200. Right now, where we are, they're probably worth about $4,200. But come the peak rental season, you might be able to get close to 5,000 again. So it really is just, it's gridlocked. And are the landlords going to, in the meantime, come down? And we're not going to see rent come down, but we're just going to see concessions. So all of a sudden, they're going to say a month free, 2 months free, but they're going to force you to sign a lease which ends in May, June, July, or August. So they don't have to do that again.
All right. Well, listen, in fairness to you, I asked you to look into a crystal ball, right? So great
sure,
answer.
Sure. It's really, it's gridlock, and I hope that it does come down. But even during COVID, there were buildings like the American Copper Building, which is on the water on the east side. They didn't bring their rent down. They were offering 4 months free on a 12-month lease, so essentially a third of the year free. Mm-hmm. So eventually they could get back to that higher number. So once again, Manhattan always wins, which is good and bad at the same time.
All right. Keon Sanai, licensed real estate agent over at Douglas Elliman. Keon, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me. Thank you.